Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, nationalistic Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. My gosh, are we a Wednesday already?
I know. Jeez. Unbelievable.
I'm still stuck on Monday, to tell
almost
you the
halfway
truth.
Through July. That is unbelievable.
That's just mind-boggling. I don't know. I think it feels like time is speeding up. And hopefully that's the case, and it's at the Lord's hand, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So he can race us to the end where it's just a quick poof and we're gone.
Let's hope so. That's our hope, right?
Well, we pray that we be found worthy. We'll put it that way.
Yes, we do. Well, there's a lot to follow, a lot of developments, and of course the lines are just becoming clearer and clearer by the day, by the hour, by the minute. The divide in this country.
Oh, yes.
Where the godless are becoming so much more bold.
Right.
So much more calling for violence and what they call justice. And justifying the most wicked acts you can imagine. It's really astounding to see the level of attacks against the Sound of Freedom. Something that highlights child trafficking.
Yeah, that's okay. Let them.
Isn't that telling?
This is the point. Like we said, this is now whack-a-mole because this is time that this is the time that we're going to stand up as a nation and rectify this horrific garbage. And anybody that is caught supporting it, boy, let's just say let's take names. Let's take notice of who those people are, because we all agree. Trump agrees it's death penalty. DeSantis agrees it's death penalty.
Yep.
Every mom and dad across the nation agrees it's death penalty. It is a resounding death penalty for everybody associated with promoting child trafficking, child butchery, this adrenochrome horror.
Yes.
And
anybody who's trying to downplay
the
attacks on our children, the perverting of our children. Keep your hands off our children.
That's right.
Well, listen to this. From Police Frequency, the Department of Justice's child sex trafficking webpage removed three sections. And they are international sex trafficking of minors, domestic sex trafficking of minors, and child victims of prostitution. They removed those from its areas of concern.
Wow.
Department of Justice.
So could you just do a quick recap of that one more time, just because that is so absolutely outrageous and unbelievable to hear.
Yeah. And they posted screenshots of these pages that have been removed from their areas of concern. We'll post this on...
No, seriously, just a quick recap.
Yeah, I will. But we're going to post this also on our Telegram channel, just so everyone knows. The Department of Justice's child sex trafficking webpage removed three sections from its areas of concern. Those are international sex trafficking of minors, domestic sex trafficking of minors, and child victims of prostitution.
Wow. There we go. Whack-a-mole. The entire DOJ. Anybody that's going to take down all of that while it's running rampant with our wide open, illegally wide open border. Wow. I just have to say, well, DOJ is getting it from us today. That today is for Wifflebat Wednesday. They are going to be dead center for every single Wifflebat that we've got.
Well, Tim Ballard, in his interview that we saw, and it was an okay interview. Tim Ballard was stellar. But overall, it was just the whole setup, the framework of it. But one thing that I keyed in on that Tim Ballard pointed out when he was asked, are you concerned about all these hundreds of children you're saving and hundreds of people that are being arrested? You know, you'll put yourself out of work. And Tim Ballard said, I'm more concerned about being put out of work, out of a job, because of the laws that are changing, because more and more of this stuff is being promoted and laws changing, allowing for you know, sexual attraction to minors. Right. You know, instead of renaming it, instead of calling it pedophilia, and now it's you know, attraction to minors.
Right.
And how eventually it's going to be like, it's not illegal, you know? And so he says that's his bigger concern, the way things are going societally, well, politically.
And talk, you know, and it's really astounding that the whole reason this is just getting blown up out of proportion, I mean, just so big, is because the dollar signs behind it. The traffickers are making billions and billions. This is a $152 billion industry.
Yeah.
And so no wonder these hard-hearted, these dead-hearted, cold, ice-cold people are doing this stuff to little kids because money. Money.
Yeah.
And so
money and lust. I mean, the demand that's driving that money being made. And these involve, I mean, these guys are, they're pointing them out. People in the highest levels of our government and our society and in the entertainment industry, in politics, in banking, in every corner of our society at the highest levels.
Right, exactly. And even Joe Rogan weighed in on this because he was there shaking hands with Trump in Las Vegas when Trump was there over the weekend to meet with Roger Stone and Mel Gibson, following right after seeing the premiere opening there of the Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
And so Joe Rogan was there at the UFC fight. And now Joe Rogan just did an interview with Wesley Hunt, and Joe Rogan says this child trafficking thing is real. It's real. It has always existed. And Wesley Hunt said, did you know that Houston is actually one of the hubs for child trafficking anywhere in the U.S.?
Wow.
And Joe says, how do they find out about child trafficking? Like, what do they and how do they infiltrate? And Wesley Hunt said, usually it's local law enforcement that recognizes some abnormalities of the behavior of some of the children. Usually it's certain areas, certain shops, certain businesses that are kind of harboring these people. A lot of them just get stopped because, I mean, it's kind of really odd if you're in a van or an 18-wheeler and then there's like 20 kids in it. It's weird. And we as a culture have got to work with local law enforcement to start to curb this thing, because that's where the rubber meets the road. I don't know if you saw the story. I don't know if you could pull it off. And so that was his final comment. But there's also another, there's more that I've been researching that I'd like to share with everyone as well this week, and what to look for. And a huge amount of revealing has happened, well, just strictly because of The Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
How in that movie, one of the primary recruiters that Tim Ballard was going after was what was she? It's like Miss Columbia. You know, she was like a beauty queen.
Yeah.
And what's very, very odd is about these extremely beautiful women end up being these child traffickers.
Recruiters.
Or they're recruiters.
Yes.
They're working under the head trafficker. And so the head trafficker will utilize these beautiful women who lie to these children and who basically are the essential kidnappers of these
yes.
children, and they're like the first contact kidnappers.
Right.
So these beautiful women and they're using apparently TikTok. All of these women get on TikTok to lure young girls in and to more or less convince them to go somewhere or whatever. And these women, I mean, they're stunning, and it's just amazing to think that, you know, here I was expecting some lounge looking slimy
right.
guy, you know, that just is a total grease ball.
Yeah.
And yet it's the exact opposite. It's these very beautiful women on TikTok, and
yeah.
traffickers seem to use them a lot in
luring
in the
kids
in the
for
kidnapping.
Auditions and
yep.
To
make them feel
star.
To make them feel safe, and then they kidnap them.
Yep.
And so that's,
and that was portrayed in the movie too.
Yep.
That was not just a Hollywooded twist
right.
addition to the movie. That was very accurately portrayed how that goes down.
That's right. And I'll be sharing more from direct articles and evidence tomorrow in that, so that we know exactly. Couple of these women have recently been charged, and so I can't wait to share that with you tomorrow as well.
Looking forward to that. All right, well, let's get into the word of the day. Boy, we need it now more than ever. We need to stay grounded in it.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Unbelievable.
My goodness. World. Yep. You almost need the protective bubble around you and your family now.
That's the Lord, and that's His word.
That's right. Okay, so today's word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us as a continuation of yesterday that we were covering in Hebrews chapter 11, and where we left off in verse 12. Today we're going to pick up in verse 13 through 29, which read under the title, The Heavenly Hope. These all died in faith, referring to the patriarchs of the Bible. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland, and truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, In Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. And that's it.
Wow. There's a lot in that.
There is. And I love it. Faith. You can't please God without faith, it says.
Right.
And so, just the very fact that the very first verse in chapter 11, that kind of sets the framework for all of faith, where it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for,
yep,
the evidence of things not seen. And
that's right.
And so there's another verse that kind of backs up the framework and the backbone of faith from Galatians 6:9. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And so that's describing faith as well. Anything that you have to wait for that takes patience and hope that you're looking forward to, that's the backbone of faith.
And being thankful and remembering what He has done for you.
That's right.
You know, because it's easy to forget. We get caught up in life. When you really stop to reflect, especially if you journal, you can see how He walked with you every day.
How many great things He's done for you.
Right, right. And, you know, that was the message to the Israelites too. All that He did for them.
Right.
You know, and if they would, you know, have faith, that would strengthen their faith if they looked back to see all the times that He was there for them.
Right.
That it's easy to forget about.
Well, and that's such a good point too, because like when you live with a person, you know what to expect from them. You know where you can trust them and maybe where you can't on certain things, you know, where they're super steady and you know, basically where their backbone is, you know, how much you can trust them. And same thing with God. When you spend time getting to know him, you understand his character, that he's faithful in every interaction with you across your whole life. Maybe he didn't do things as fast as you wanted him to, but it was because he knew better than you did.
Right.
And eventually you get to look back and see that he was right every time and you weren't.
And he was there.
And he was there.
Every
and
time.
He's trustworthy. And so that kind of established rapport and understanding and observing his character working in your life gives you full justification as to why you have faith in him. You live with him and you understand him.
Yep, exactly. And that's where you learn to trust him.
That's right.
Yeah, well, really good. That's a good scripture too.
Oh,
and yeah. So I almost wanted to say Romans again, but it's
Hebrews.
Hebrews, yes.
Hebrews, we're still in chapter 11, and we covered verses 13 through 29 in chapter 11 today.
Outstanding. All right. Well, thank you.
Praise God for that.
All right. Well, with that, let's go ahead and take a break here. And this segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a business or a ministry or a website for any reason, you need to have that hosted somewhere. Well, you can trust your website to be hosted with TLC Web Hosting, Christian Patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt. They take care of hundreds of websites, including ours, and we're very grateful for them and their awesome service. So check them out, tlcwebhosting.com, and we'll be back with the Morning Commute Segment 2 coming right up.
Minutes from now, a lot of you are going to have a new understanding of communism. Now, let's see if that isn't so. We start with lions. People wonder, how can the communists look you in the eye and tell one bare-faced lie after another with a straight face? The way Gromyko did with President Kennedy on Cuba. Well, the explanation is simple. Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me. We were taught by our communist leaders and ordered to believe that truth is anything that will promote communism. Therefore, nothing is a lie if it helps the party. So the communists use the lie as a weapon, a shield, and a tool. When you keep that in mind, at last you begin to understand them. When a smiling Khrushchev says the Russians in Cuba are technicians and farm helpers, well, you can suspect there are soldiers, too. And when he says only defensive weapons were sent, well, you can suspect there are also intercontinental missiles and bombers. And when he says now they removed them all, well, what do you think? Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Lady Liberty, segment 2 here.
Yes, everyone, welcome back to Wifflebat Wednesday, where we are going to let the Department of Justice have it square between the eyes.
Yeah, and we've got problems here at home, too. I don't know if anybody noticed this, but from reject5599.com, which is the legislation that was passed in Washington State, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee signed a law that goes into effect July 23rd, which will allow shelters and child care services to treat a child for gender dysphoria without notifying the parents. The bill, which passed the Senate in March was signed by the governor in May, is supposed to protect at-risk youth, but instead sacrifices them to the billion-dollar gender health care industry. Now in Washington, kids will be butchered and the parents will have no notice or power to stop it. They're definitely after our kids. When will we have enough? Well, we have had enough. Every senator who voted for this, every person who had a hand in it, every single one of them are guilty.
That's right.
Of being predators against children.
Right.
Supporting predatory sexual deviant actions toward children.
Right, exactly. And there, you know, that just boils down to the point of we're just going to have to get organized, people. We're just going to have to do it. And we're going to have to press charges against people. We're going to have to, that's just all that there is to it, short of making the call to arms. Because seriously, they're going to continue and continue and continue. And the whole while, who's paying? These little kids. And
right.
And how many more are going to have this happen to them today?
Tax dollars. Unbelievable.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, and how many more have to endure tomorrow that we didn't step up and yank these people out of office? And so you know, what we have here is the corrupt Department of Justice, the highest law in the land. And, well, just right off the bat, Trump was pointing out that the DOJ has spent more than $9 million investigating him. And meanwhile, only spending $1.2 million probing Biden. Biden,
right.
Who is the real criminal? But we all know that you don't have to be a criminal at all for a communist coup to go after you. They just want you out so that they can take your country.
Yep.
And so we've got a clip here from Republican Congressman Nancy Mace of South Carolina. And here she's describing how the DOJ now has announced multiple indictments against the whistleblower who allegedly is there to describe how Biden received payments from the CCP-affiliated individuals.
Oh, boy.
And so, wow. Listen to what she has to say.
Yeah, but does this shut that down? I mean, let's face it, Congresswoman, now he's indicted. Number one, what does this mean in terms of any interview that you want to get? Is this completely shutting down this important source and informant for the Oversight Committee? And number two, obviously, this is not going to encourage others to come forward. What does this do to your ability to get more whistleblowers?
Well, it certainly slows the investigation down and will prevent him from testifying before the Oversight Committee. Fortunately, there are other whistleblowers that have other pieces of information. But, I mean, my God, we have got to get the DOJ and the FBI to come before the Oversight Committee. This can't continue. The way that they have stonewalled and blocked us from our investigation, essentially blocking the American people from knowing what was really going on, the American people ought to know if Joe Biden was for sale and if his family was for sale, if Hunter Biden was the middleman between all these countries and Joe Biden as president or vice president. The American people ought to know the truth in this thing.
Yeah, they ought to, but it looks like you've just gotten shut down. I mean, the Department of Justice also moved yesterday to prevent the release of internal communications from their Hunter Biden probe, as a Fox News digital analysis of Obama-era emails reveal extensive ties between Hunter Biden and nearly a dozen senior-level Biden administration aides, Congresswoman. So they're blocking and tackling at every turn. What does this mean for any future of this investigation?
Well, we have to do whatever we can, regardless of what the FBI and DOJ are attempting to do. I have great faith in our chairman, James Comer. Every time we've been blocked, we've we've certainly tried to find and have found a way to get around it and get to that information. And we're going to rely on him and his leadership to be able to do that on what next steps might be, so we can, you know, get other whistleblowers to come forward. What we believe is happening here is that the FBI and DOJ received this evidence and then did nothing. Maybe there are no emails because they didn't do any investigation. We ought to know that as well. But we're going to work hard to try to figure this out. We don't have a lot of time, but we are going to work as hard as we can and deliver as much evidence as we can to the American people so that they can decide whether or not Joe Biden should be in prison or any member of his family as well.
Yeah. Can you get any more Stalin, USSR, Soviet era tactics than that, by arresting whistleblowers with information about corruption in your government and just arresting them?
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's what they've been doing to Trump. It's the same thing. It's Soviet tactics.
Right. Well, and see, that's the strange part, is that Congress already has direct evidence in their hands that he has taken this money. And so the fact that this whistleblower is, he's just describing what they already have in their hands.
Yeah.
And so now DOJ is trying to accuse him of being a spy for China. Oh,
right.
Come on. They have got hard evidence by the pound sitting in their hands in Congress right now.
They have for years, before Trump's election in 2016.
Right.
They had evidence. They had, I mean, it's out of control. Absolutely,
well,
out of control.
We can ask all of our listeners to pray wholeheartedly that God intervene and step in and bring the DOJ criminals down.
Yeah.
God can do that.
Yeah, before we get dragged into World War III by this regime.
That's right.
Now, you had something too, a little teaser for tomorrow, because we don't have time to get to it, but kind of continuation of this Epoch Times article.
Right. Tomorrow we'll cover more of this, because it's extremely important for us to understand that Rachel Levine is a pediatrician who is Joe Biden's Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and that is the primary office that all of these children coming across our open border have to go through.
And led by a transvestite.
Led by a transvestite.
Wow.
So we're going to cover more of that tomorrow.
All right, guys. Well, you be safe out there. Keep the Republic in your prayers. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the Morning Commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.